Somebody who is an oinin. An oinin is somebody whose close relative died. On the day of the Misa, the person is regarded as an oinin, and it is forbidden for him to eat from kudshin. And even after the kvura, after the person has already been buried, he would continue to be an oinin for the rest of the day. However, the following night, he would not be an oinin min ha-Torah. He would only be an oinin mid Rabbanan. The Rabbanan gave him the status of an oinin even the following night as well. So therefore, mid Rabbanan, it would be forbidden for him to eat from kudshin. If the person is an oinin on Erev Pesach, so mid Rabbanan, even the following night, which is Leil Pesach, is forbidden for him to eat from the Korban Pesach. However, the Rabbanan will waive his status of aninis in this case and would allow him to eat from the Korban Pesach on the night of Pesach, since min ha-Torah he is not an oinin, and it's a mitzvah to eat from the Korban Pesach. And one who does not bring a Korban Pesach is chayav kares. So therefore, since there is such a severe punishment for somebody who does not bring a Korban Pesach, the Rabbanan waives his status of aninis and will allow him to eat from the Korban Pesach on Leil Pesach. The hamafakeach et hagam, somebody who is busy in Erev Pesach digging somebody out from under rubble. Somebody got buried under rubble, and we don't know if he's alive or dead. The person is busy in Erev Pesach digging him out. It would be mutter to shach the Korban Pesach for the person who is digging the rubble out, and even though it's possible that the person who is buried underneath the rubble died, and therefore the person who is digging him out will become tamei. But since we don't know whether he is tamei or not at the time of the shechita, we would be allowed to shach the Korban Pesach for him, as he has chazaka that he is tahor. V'chein mi shehiftichu lohotzio mibeis ha'asur. Somebody who is locked up in jail in Erev Pesach, however, he was promised that they would release him in jail in time for him to eat the Korban Pesach on Leil Pesach. We would be allowed to shach the Korban Pesach for him, since he's been promised that he will be released and will be able to partake from the Korban Pesach on Leil Pesach. Ba'achola ba'hazakim shehein necholon lechol kizayis shoich din alem. And somebody who is ill, or somebody who is very old, but they can eat at least a kizayis of basar from the Korban Pesach, we can shach the Korban Pesach for these people, since they can eat at least a kizayis of basar from the Korban Pesach. Al kulan ein shoich din alem b'fnei atzman shemi yaviu es ha-pesach l'dei psul. Even though we can shach the Korban Pesach for all the people mentioned above, however, they cannot be the only ones who has a part in the Korban Pesach. We can shach the Korban Pesach for them if there are other partners in this Korban Pesach. And that way, even if at the end they are unable to eat from the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach will not have to be burnt. There will be other people who are partners in the Korban Pesach that will eat from the Korban Pesach. Now, the reason why we can't shach the Korban Pesach for these people, if they're the only ones that have a portion of the Korban Pesach, is because we're afraid that they might not end up eating from the Korban Pesach. For example, the person who is an oneh, maybe out of his tsar, he will end up becoming tamei from the mace and will be unable to partake from the Korban Pesach. Or the person who is digging out the rubble, maybe it will turn out that the person who is buried underneath the rubble had died, and the person who is digging him out would have become tamei. Or the person who is promised to be released from jail, maybe they will not keep their promise, and they will end up not being able to partake from the Korban Pesach, as we're talking about, where he was locked up in jail by Goyim. And we can't trust the Goyim 100% that they will actually keep their promise and release him. Therefore, even though we can shach the Korban Pesach for him, but he cannot be the only one who has a portion in the Korban Pesach, that maybe the Goyim will not release him. However, if he is locked up in jail inside Yerushalayim, in such a case, we could shach the Korban Pesach for him, even if he's the only one that has a portion in the Korban Pesach. As even if the Goyim do not release him from jail, we could bring the Pesach inside the jail, and he can eat it inside the jail, since the jail is in Yerushalayim. And so too, we cannot shach a Korban Pesach for a chola or a zaken if they are the only ones that have a portion in the Korban Pesach. And since the person is ill or very old, maybe it will turn out that he will be unable to eat at least a kizayis of basar from the Korban Pesach, and the Pesach will have to be burnt. So therefore, even though we can shach the Korban Pesach for them, but they would have to have partners in the Korban Pesach, because maybe they will end up being unable to eat a kizayis basar from the Korban Pesach. Bichach amir behem psul, b'turim ilasos Pesach sheni, Therefore, since we said we can shach the korban pesach for the above mentioned people, if it turned out that there was a psul, meaning to say that the above mentioned people were unable to eat from the korban pesach and lav pesach for the reason that we just mentioned, they would be possible from bringing a pesach sheni. They would not have to bring a pesach on the 14th day of year. And since we did shach the pesach for them and we were zarech to dam, so the korban pesach is kosher. And even if it turns out that they weren't able to eat from the korban pesach for the reason that we mentioned, they are still possible from bringing a pesach sheni, since the pesach was brought for them and it was kosher at the time it was brought, with the exception of the person who was digging out the rubble. If it turns out that the person who was buried underneath the rubble was already dead, so therefore the person who was digging him out had become tummy already at the time of the shkita, in that case, he would have to bring a pesach sheni. And since already at the time of the shkita and the week of the dam of the korban pesach, the person was already tamei, the pesach that was brought for him is not valid, so he has to bring a pesach sheni. Now we're talking about where the rubble was shaped in such a way where it was inevitable that the person who was digging him out had already become tamei at the time of the shkita. For example, if the rubble was shaped in a rounded shape, in such a case, no matter where the person who was digging him out was standing, he would have become tamei from the mace, since he is mahel al hamace. He is standing above the mace. However, if the rubble was shaped in a different shape, then it's possible that the person who was digging him out was standing on one side, while the mace was on the other side of the rubble at the time of the shechita. So he had not yet become tamei at the time of the shechita and the zrikat hadam. In such a case, he would be puzzled from bringing a pesach sheni, as even though he eventually did become tamei from the mace. However, since at the time of the shechita and the zrikat hadam, he was not yet tamei, the korban pesach that was brought for him would have been a kosher korban, and therefore he would not have to bring a pesach sheni. Masechet Pesachim, Parashas Mishnah Zayin, Ein Shechtin as a pesach al yachid. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You can't shach the pesach for only one individual, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If there's only one person who has a portion in the korban pesach, you cannot shach the pesach for just that one person. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to have at least two or more people that are partners in the korban pesach. With Rabbi Yosi Mat, Rabbi Yosi permits shaching a korban pesach even if only one person has a portion in the korban pesach. Abilu chabura shomea she'en yecholon lechol kizayis ein shochten alein. Even if you have a group of 100 people that have a portion of the korban pesach, however, none of them could eat at least a kizayis basar from the korban pesach. They're all ill, and they're unable to eat at least the kizayis basar of the korban pesach. You can't shach the korban pesach for them. Now, this is a continuation of the words of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, it is permissible to shach the korban pesach for one individual, as long as that one individual can eat at least the kizayis basar. And it's not dependent on how many individuals are partners in the korban pesach. It's dependent on whether or not the person who has a portion of the korban pesach can eat at least a kizayis basar from the korban pesach. If you shach the korban pesach for only one individual, but he is able to eat at least a kizayis basar, the korban pesach is kosher. However, even if you have 100 people that have a portion of the korban pesach, but none of them can eat at least a kizayis basar from the korban pesach, then the korban pesach would be possible. Can't make a group for a korban pesach that consists of women, servants, and minors. You can't shach the korban pesach if the korban pesach is jointly owned by women, servants, and minors. And we don't want women and servants to be partners together in a korban pesach, because this could lead to immorality. And we don't want avadim and ketanim to be partners together in a korban pesach, and this can lead to mishkav zachar. However, you could make a group that are partners in the korban pesach if the group consists of women alone. That would be mutter. Or if the group consists of avadim alone, that would also be mutter. You just can't have the women and avadim to be partners together in a korban pesach. But you cannot make a korban pesach that consists only of ketanim. If only minors are partners in the korban pesach, you cannot shach the korban pesach for minors alone. You would also have to have at least one person that's bar mitzvah to be a partner in the korban pesach, for the korban pesach to be kosher.